And welcome into another episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Well, right now, we want to talk about a new announcement from the EPA here just a few weeks ago. Forever chemicals known as PFAS. The EPA is saying they must be removed from tap water in the U.S. We want to talk about this right now. Joining us, he is a partner at the international law firm Dorsey and Whitney. He's been following the EPA regulations regarding PFAS very closely. Gage Zobel is with us. Gage, thanks for joining us here on AOA. Appreciate the time.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Glad to be able to be with you today.
So get us up to speed, Gage, real quick. This EPA announcement on forever chemicals need to be removed from tap water in the U.S. Can you give us just a quick overview, background on what exactly is going on here before we get into some specifics of what this means?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I think we talk about PFAS, what you have to understand is this has been a focus of the current administration, the Biden-Harris administration, since the time they came into office. And I mean, they located them out and highlighted that this was something they were going to want to tackle from the very beginning. And it's beyond drinking water. So the most recent iteration that we're seeing affects drinking water. It's a drinking water act. But PFAS affects so many different elements of our life. It was a major chemical manufactured, really kind of pioneered by 3M back in the 1970s with a lot of useful benefits. You know, it's called anti-slickness is what they like to talk about it for. And it's used in foam. I mean, it's used in ski wax. You name the things it was used in. And I don't think we realize the full implications. But there are harmful effects caused by it, even potentially cancer-related effects. So we've seen a series of rules be promulgated out by this current administration. You know, toxic tort. How are you going to regulate it? How are you going to control it? They even said they might make it a CERCLA issue, and they've notified us for that. So it would qualify for Superfund issues. But this most recent rule that came out, you know, we were expecting CERCLA, but it actually came out with Clean Water Act, or more particularly Safe Drinking Water Act. And what they've really tried to highlight in this current rule is mandating a certain level that water has to be clean to remove these forever chemicals to make sure that we can preserve, you know, human health moving forward. And there's some benefits to that, although there's also a lot of costs. And it affects a wide range of industries. It's not just people drinking water in the city. This could actually affect out into agriculture as well.
Well, let's talk about some of what this could bring about here. You mentioned, you know, some good things, some bad things, some potential challenges. So what does the outlook look like for this? Where do we go from here, I guess, Gage?
Yeah, so look, it's got a long horizon. So it's telling us that any public treater of water that is going to sell it, and that's going to be your normal, you know, municipality water groups, maybe some rural water systems, they've got 3 years they have to monitor. And during that monitoring, they need to make reports on a quarterly basis. But the real hook comes within 5 years, they have to be in compliance with these new regulations. And this regulation puts the amount of PFAS that's allowed in water to be drunk at the absolute lowest level that we can currently have it and pull it out with our current technology. So it's going to have high levels of upgrades to our public water systems to be able to achieve this. So the benefit I see is, number one, we're going to have cleaner water. Hopefully, we're going to remove as much PFAS as possible, but it's going to be at a cost. And right now, the cost everyone's bearing is being exposed to potentially cancerous chemicals. The cost in the future is going to be someone's going to have to pay for these upgrades. And the Biden-Harris administration's basically targeted $1 billion in their Inflation Reduction Act to upgrade the systems. That's not even to be close to enough. And they're touting maybe some potential $18 billion in a bipartisan infrastructure bill, but we don't even know if that's going to get passed. So ultimately, to meet the mandatory guidelines, you're probably going to see the very customers who don't want to be drinking PFAS have their rates raised, and they're going to have to pay for the system upgrades to make sure that it's going to be clean water.
Well, and that's a great point you raised, because I was going to ask, you know, who's going to end up bearing the brunt of this cost? And it sounds like the everyday consumer, you know, folks in rural America, for instance, are going to be facing a lot of these challenges really across the country, it seems. And, you know, we think about just the costs of everything going up right now. Well, hey, let's tack on the cost of our water bill maybe to that as well here, Gage.
You hit it right on the head. I think that's everyone's fear, is no one wants to drink dirty water. And everyone recognizes there are potential health causes or effects from having PFAS in the water. to the extent that they affect everyone, what's the risk? I mean, who knows? Mm-hmm. I think they're saying, you know, it obviously does have cancerous effects, but I don't know if everyone's affected. What we do know is there's going to be a cost, and that cost is going to be shared down by the consumer level, at least up to this point. How I view it as well is there's one other potential cost that honestly could really hit rural America. And what I see is, look, when you have PFAS infiltration into the groundwater system, it also affects the crops that are grown. And so we could see this be as the beginning of another level of recommendation where we're going to test out on our produce and what comes out to see if there's PFAS within those crops. And we're going to have another level of recommendation there, or rule and regulation. And so although it's not directly affecting rural America, because, you know, you're not pumping a water in your own groundwater well and drinking it, that's going to be open to you to do. But in the future, if we're seeing PFAS actually located within the crops that are being grown, and we know that they are, we could see an additional regulation move out. So I view this as kind of a forewarning or a shot across the bow of how we handle this for safe drinking water is how we're probably going to handle it in the future if we're going to start regulating it for the instances that it's actually found in our crops.
And that's a great point. We've obviously seen over the last how many years challenges to Waters of the U.S., the Clean Water Act, et cetera. Maybe to your point, that shot across the bow, maybe this is a new avenue that we see some regulations in that regard that could affect agriculture. Gage, really great thoughts. Before we run out of time and wrap it up here today, anything final you'd want to add as we watch this situation unfold?
You know, I would say watch out for lawsuits. I think we're fully expecting it's going to be challenged. This dropped April 10th. There's 45 days within which they could raise a challenge. And I mean, the whole rule could be overdone in a challenge. So I would say before we get our hackles raised, I would wait to see what legal challenges are brought and see if this stands. And if it stands after an appeal court decision, then I'd get ourselves prepared and start looking for the money that it's going to take to upgrade your water systems.
Well, again, he is a partner at the international law firm Dorsey & Whitney, Gage Zobel. Gage, thanks for joining us on the program today. Appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you.
Once again, Gage Zobel there with Dorsey & Whitney talking about the new PFAS rules out from the EPA. That's going to be a situation that we're going to have to watch very closely. And where do things go from here? What are the wide-ranging impacts for U.S. drinking water? Are there any impacts for agriculture as well? As Gage talked about that just a little bit there in that segment, but something that rural America for sure folks need to definitely pay attention to, these first-time protections from PFAS, known as forever chemicals. That's going to do it for American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm Jesse Allen, wishing you a great rest of your day.